Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Secret Artists, the podcast where funny people do art and have a chat. What's not to love? This week, I'm absolutely buzzing to say that I'm joined by not one, but two of the cast of The Traitors. And I will say there will be 1,000 spoilers, so if you haven't watched the show, don't listen to this until you have. Basically, I booked Hannah Bichkovsky to come on the podcast. She's a comedian and she's studied art. Perfect. She messaged me on the way saying, I've got Wilf with me, is that all right? And I assumed she meant the dog, so I checked with the studio that they're fine to have another dog here because there's already a dog in the podcast studio. That was all fine. I then messaged her saying, hang on, the dog or the human? She said the human. So I've got Hannah Bichkovsky and Wilfred Webster, the traitor, on this week's podcast. Arguably a better guest than the dog would have been, but we can't say for sure. It was so nice to chat to them both, and I'm such a big fan of the show. So it was like an out-of-body experience sitting at a round table doing some painting with them. So I really hope you enjoy the episode and see you on the other side. Goodbye. And we're rolling.
Hey.
Hello, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Chin chin.
Hey. Cheers.
Oh. They're on the Moretti. I'm on the
water
in a
recyclable bottle.
Sustainability. Yes.
Right. So what's happened is, I don't know if you've watched The Traitors, my favourite TV show of all time. That's for the listener, not for you two. I've got two... I've got two of my favourites from the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
well, to be fair, you did just turn
one
up.
I booked. One I asked to come on the podcast. Yeah. One has just turned up with
her. I was just struggling. I was trying to backstab her. I was just following her.
This
with
is a classic traitor. He doesn't get booked for the podcast, but he turns up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've got Hannah Bichkovsky and Wilf/Wilfred.
Yeah. Yep. That's
surname?
Me.
See, Webster. I've done no research
Webster.
On you.
To be fair, we have just flung this on you.
And Hannah, when you messaged me about 10 minutes ago going, I've got Wilf with me, is that all right? I was like, the dog or the man? So now you have a dog called Wilf, right?
Yeah.
That's where the name came
That's
from.
That's where the name came from on day one of The Traitors.
Nice.
Filming.
She's like, I've got a dog called Wilf. I love Wilf.
And then she was like, you're my friend and I will not...
I became her dog, basically. Yeah. Pretty much. But yeah, by the way, can I just say, we did do a podcast together earlier. That's why we're together. I'm not just tagging along
now
all the time.
Now he's got absolutely nothing on.
She's trying to cut you out of her life and you're following around like a little...
I'm like, excuse me, can I 33 grand, please?
Yeah.
He's come along for the beer. I'm going to have to buy him later.
I'm so thrilled. I genuinely loved the show so much and I binged watched it in 2 days. And I was on the edge of my seat every single episode. And I've prepared a lot of questions for Hannah.
It's fine.
None for Will, but obviously I have loads of questions for you as well.
Okay.
And normally the guest chooses like what we paint. I don't even know if you know the premise of the podcast.
Do you know what? Of course.
He's like, yeah, where am I?
Yeah, I've been listening to it. But no,
I'm just
honestly.
Put on a box in London Bridge.
At the moment, everything's so many things are thrown at us. Mm. I don't know what half the things are sometimes. Like,
yeah.
And this is obviously like a 10 minute ago. Like, I was going to wait in the pub around the corner. And then Hannah was like, let me just ask.
Well, yeah, when Hannah revealed you were a man, not a dog, I was like, well, get him on the podcast.
No, I was like, just stick him in the corner. He'll wait.
Yeah.
It's not what you said. Yeah. Oh, thanks, Hannah.
I think your exact words were he'd come to the opening of an arsehole. This
guy. It would. He'd do anything.
I'm delighted. I'm so happy you're both here.
Thank you.
How has it been? Life post-Traitors?
It's so weird because we filmed it about 6 months ago. Mm. And when you do this mad thing, because like we were saying this earlier, that when we went in, because it's the first series of any of the show.
Yeah.
We didn't know what to expect.
We didn't know what we were doing. No idea.
But we came out and we were like, this is really special. There's something about this. This is really special.
Did you know once you'd filmed it that it was going to be as big a success as it
was? Well, the producers were like crying. Yeah. The execs were going, they were like, this is a magical time.
And then like for me, I was like, I got there and I seen like hundreds, and I mean hundreds of production staff. I was like,
yeah.
They've put money into this. Like, this is going to be big, and it's public money, even, right? Because it's BBC.
Even renting out a castle.
Yeah, they rented out a castle.
That castle looked epic.
Oh, it was beautiful. Beautiful. Amazing.
So I think we had an idea, but then, of course, you come out, and you're like, all right, so what's changed? And then you get back into normal life, and almost forget that we did it.
Yeah.
Because you get used to not telling people, and you get used to, like, if someone asks about the show, you just say, oh, I can't say anything.
Yeah.
And then, all of a sudden, since... Like in 4 weeks, it's gone absolutely off the wall.
Well, yeah. I was for when it got aired, like Hannah came around my house to watch one of the episodes and gave my whole family germs, and we were all ill for like 2 weeks. So I didn't see any, like, I didn't go out. And
I mean, you did betray me, so
far. Yeah, I did betray.
I just walked in the door, coughed, and went back.
Yeah.
Enjoy those.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we went from like, I went from being ill for 2 weeks and not going out. And then I went out the day of like episode 11. So I didn't go out the whole time, really.
Yeah.
So I was ill. And then that's when I realised, wow, this is big. Like I went to do Christmas shopping and people were just photos.
Oh, wow.
And then I was like, oh my God, this is bigger than what I thought.
Because what is your job?
So I'm the manager of face-to-face fundraising for a charity.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I.
And are you still doing that now?
Yeah, I still do it now. Yeah.
And did your whole company watch the show?
Yeah. Yeah.
And what did they make of you? Well, because it's a charity,
I was quite scared because it was a charity, and I was like, oh my God.
No one signs up to that charity anymore. I
literally work from home all the time now. Like, they're like, yeah, don't get me in any of the events, just work from home.
You cannot be the face of this charity anymore. Yeah.
That's why I can't even mention it.
Yeah.
So normally at the beginning of the podcast, I read out an intro for the guests. I've only written one for Hannah.
That's fine. It's okay.
Hannah Bichkovsky is a stand-up comedian who co-hosts the podcast Ghost Huns with fellow comedian Susie Preece. Hannah is, of course, best known for appearing on and winning... Sorry, Will, I didn't know you'd be here. The BBC hit TV show The Traitors, and I'm so excited about having her on the podcast.
Oh, I'm Hello, so Hannah. Excited.
Hello, Will.
Hello.
Are we going Will or Wilf?
I don't mind.
There was a lack of consistency in the votes.
Meryl called him Wilford.
Wilford. Yep. Wilford. She called me Wilford for the whole time. And then I'll be like, Wilfred. And she'd be like, Walford.
Wilford. Oh, just let her. Good name. Yeah. So our muse today, as I was saying before, normally the guest chooses what we paint. But I sort of suggested to Hannah earlier in the week that we paint the icon that is Claudia Winkleman.
I think she'd be devastated if we did anything other, to be honest.
Yeah. So I've demoted myself to a piece of sort of shitty card.
Now
that Will's here, I've
I have a canvas
board.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. Maybe I'll give you the paper, seeing as you've been a traitor. But I thought it would be nice for you to work on canvas board.
Yeah.
You can share mine and Hannah's paint. So there's lots of brushes here.
So excited about this.
There's pencils if you guys want to sort of sketch her out first.
I was just in my mind, straight in.
I've put a picture on my phone, which I might work from. But you guys obviously
cheating, isn't it?
Is it cheating?
Yeah. It's almost traitorish.
You would know. Well, we've met her in real life. So.
Yeah, you guys have spent a lot of time with her.
Yeah. So
I'm going to work from an image, and you're welcome to do the same.
Nah, that's all right.
This is the image I've got. It's like, it looks like the sort of poster image. It's her.
That's a good one.
That's a really good one.
Posing in front of the castle with a traitor.
Yeah, her hair is incredible.
It's so
Every time you say to her, your hair is lovely, she's like Head and Shoulders. I'm like, you can tell you're
Head and Shoulders?
I don't. She does the adverts.
I mean, am I going to get sued for saying that?
I don't know.
She does the adverts.
But she just like head and shoulders.
She's amazing.
You've
got a crush on her, haven't you?
Oh my God, I did have a crush on her.
She's amazing. Like, when I found out it was her, I was like, oh my God, that's my celebrity crush. But then I became like close to her and it was just like, I don't fancy her anymore. But in a weird way, I can't explain it.
She's so charismatic.
It's ridiculous.
She's
disgusting.
The perfect
She swears so much. I love it.
Does she?
Oh, you're off camera. Right. Bear. Yeah.
And how, I've got so many questions. I don't know where to start.
Can we start sketching?
Yeah, let's start sketching. Do either of you consider yourselves to be artistic at all? I don't have any idea of what your background is.
I did fine art in college, actually.
Did you?
I did. You'll find out soon.
You know someone and then they
betray.
I did a whole thing. It's still quite slow.
I'm getting grilled, aren't I? Every little, what is it?
I've given Claudia Winkleman already a John Travolta jaw, which...
God, it's different working on cardboard, I must say.
I did a whole project on Picasso and his sex life.
Oh, yeah, he was a bit of a perv, wasn't he?
Oh, he was such a dirty bastard.
Yeah.
Filthy.
Really got underage around. Underage sex, etc.
Excuse me, I'm so... Underage? Can I just grab that tissue?
Oh. It was a different time.
Oh, he was nonsense.
I mean, not that that's an excuse.
Like, oh, it's all right. Yeah. It was... It's all right, it's a couple hundred years ago. It's all right. Oh, that's so funny.
You're right, Hannah. She's still ill, isn't she?
Sorry.
Yeah.
Everyone
keeps giving me their James, and I think I'm...
And then what happens is because we get invited out all the time now, you get drunk all the time, so you don't get better. So you're just ill all the time.
No, I'm basically...
Do you feel like rock stars now when you go out?
No, not. I keep forgetting that, actually. But like earlier on, we were doing something in London Bridge, and we were outside, and I was just having a cigarette, and I'm like, we need to go in a minute. And... three people just stopped and straight
and like, and it only takes one, so two people have the idea, but then it takes one person to go, can I have a picture, and then everyone just joins in.
And
it's
also
really strange.
You guys seem to have been hanging out loads. I guess you've been doing loads of press and PR stuff.
Well, we haven't had that much time together, but we were like stopped from seeing each other out in public for long.
For a month, but came round my house. Yeah. Like, so when Hannah came round, right, so Hannah came round to watch an episode, and the next day we binge watched like three episodes together in the morning. We basically went to the shop and we had to put our hoods up and stuff, like, because we were told.
Kept your cape.
I've got one. I bought it off Amazon. It's
it
not
is
the real
so
one.
Naff.
You had to buy it off Amazon.
Yeah, they didn't give me the real one. I bet it was well expensive. You wore it when we took pictures, right? Because they didn't know who the traitors were going to be, so everyone got pictures of them.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
Heavy, isn't it? Like really
it
heavy.
Heavy, yeah.
I don't know how women walk in dresses.
Because
it's hard. Well, they aren't normally like that.
I fell over so many times doing the filming with the lantern.
Yeah, I'd be a terrible one because I'm quite short, so it'd be hard for me to
do. I know this is a little bit early to say, but honestly, I think this is going to be a masterpiece.
I'm struggling with mine already, but I'm trying to get the sort of darkness of the scene.
She's got a very thin neck now.
What made both of you apply to the show in the first instance?
Go on, Hannah.
I wanted, like, I've been, when I started doing stand-up comedy, I never really saw it as a hobby. I was like, I want to do this as a job. And as you know, it's so hard to kind of...
Well, we gigged together a year ago, didn't we?
Yeah, exactly. And it's so hard to kind of, like, make that leap from doing it as a hobby to being paid for it.
Yeah.
And I just wanted exposure, really. I mean, so, you know, it was mentioned to me about doing a show and I was like, I've never heard of it before. And I'd never really considered reality TV because sometimes it can be seen as really tacky, I guess. Or I mean, like, all reality TV now is about dating and shagging. And
it's just all
a bit dirty, isn't it? It's like, it's not that fun anymore.
Yeah, but I never watch reality TV. Like, not really interested at all. And this is the only show... The Traitors that I've watched and like been hooked on.
That's kind of the beauty of The Traitors, I think, now though, isn't it? It's that people like it's not just
it's different, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not just like young people watching it. It's not like Love Island or anything.
Well,
like
I went
to
M&S the other day and this young boy stopped me and he was like, "Oh, please have a picture." At the same time, like this 80-something-year-old couple like came over and asked for a picture, which was
Brilliant.
Really nice with their flip camera phone.
Amazing.
For me, so like funny. Applying for the show, like for me, it was like so. I was supposed to be in The Circle, so I was casted for The Circle season 3. And I went and lived in Manchester for like three and a half weeks waiting to go in, but I didn't get in. Well, I say sadly, but it was luckily actually. And then after that, like I was like in their email trail basically, like you just get emails randomly about like adverts basically. And I seen the poster for The Traitors and was like so I applied because it looked interesting, found out about what it was, didn't realise it would be anything like it was. It was an experiment. Like when we got there,
it was
right?
An experiment, yeah.
When we got there, they were like, "Can you go into reality?" Like, so go into reality, and we're like, "What the fuck does that mean?" Like, what does that? Yeah, weren't it? And then we and then we just had to walk around talking and just chatting and playing games with each other. It was really weird.
Even the first task when you all had to line up was so stressful. Like, I couldn't believe that, who was it? Kieran
and Amos.
Yeah, Amos immediately banished. I was like, "Oh, this is a savage show."
Well, we walked in because like everything like our reactions and everything were all completely and utterly real. And I walked. I remember after they left, and I was like, and I'd spent a lot of time with Kieran before, and I was like, "My mate." And then I was like, "God, it's you and not me, though." Like, I'd been raging.
Yeah.
And I walked into the cast, and I was like, "I'm going to be here 2 minutes." They're just killing everyone off, left, right, and centre.
Yeah, I was really paranoid after that. So that, like, it went from being such a high. Yeah, as soon as that happened, it was like paranoia.
Yeah, yeah.
Straight away, it was just like this. I'm so paranoid right now. And when I was a traitor, for some reason, I just thought that they were just going to say, oh, by the way, this person's a traitor. For some reason, I thought they would just out us themselves. Yeah. Like, you never know what's going to happen in the game, ever.
And did you guys, before you went in, did you have a preference where you, like, really want to be a traitor?
Traitor, 100%. You have control of the game.
Really?
You would have been really good, actually.
I know, I was set. But Claudia said I wanted it too much.
Oh, did you get to say?
Like, yeah,
we
had an interview.
Yeah, we had a conversation. And it was, I don't, like, they hadn't been decided at all. But we all had a conversation where she said, well, I wanted it too much.
Were you tempted to say you wanted to be a faithful just so that they would sort of screw you over?
We didn't really know what they were looking for, because it was like, say, it's the first of everything. We had no idea what they wanted. Whether I thought my desperation to be a traitor would make sure that I was. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I went in with, like, so I think some people had, like, massive game plans. Like, I know Ivan had a really massive, long game plan, but that was for being a faithful.
Yeah.
But for me, mine was really simple. It was just, like, befriend people, betray them, and then when they get murdered, I'll have genuine reactions.
Just another day in the office, isn't it?
Yeah, and then I was just like... and then I'd start crying because I was genuinely upset that I've murdered these people and people would believe me.
God, the number of tears. It was just
Do you know
amazing.
What? They're all real. Like, you know, you're there. We don't have our phones, right? I couldn't contact my kids.
I was
going to
ask about phones.
Nothing. No phones. Nothing. They even, like,
even
I don't
in the lodgings?
No phones in lodgings. No, we didn't have phones for the whole time we were there.
How long were you filming for?
Three and a half weeks. Because we had to go there first.
some people 2 days.
That cackle.
I'm so sorry.
Sorry, everyone.
Sorry, not sorry.
When like Aaron and Aisha,
Aaron,
have,
I love
he's such
Aaron.
A nice guy, right? He's
so sweet,
like, and he is literally that sweet in real life.
They don't portray him as a nice guy, and he's not. He is literally the nicest guy I've ever met.
Yeah, he seemed lovely.
He has this little banter with Aisha all the time, don't he? Him and Aisha have this little, like, in the group chat, which I've left. Yeah. You did as well. It's just
the reason is it's not because there's any bad blood, really.
It's just too much.
Yeah,
is everyone on it?
Yeah,
you have to kind of stay. You have to kind of keep yourself in your own mindset to not, like, we've got smaller groups that we keep, we're all in a group with each other in some way or form, but when there's loads of them, it's just too much to deal with.
Yeah, sometimes you go on, there'll be like 300 messages, and I'm like,
and they said well, screenshots of the tweets, like, mugging him off, and he was like, and I'm trying to avoid him.
Yeah, so I have my friend, like, my best friend, I'm going to give him a shout out, Bestwick, he used to do stand-up, actually.
Yeah.
He was in control of he had my Instagram on his phone as well, so he was going through deleting all the negative messages and stuff.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, so I avoided Twitter like the plague until I, like, backstabbed Alyssa. I went to bed and I was bored in bed. It was 12 o'clock, so I went on Twitter.
I thought you were so horrible when you did that.
I know, so did I.
I couldn't believe it. And when Amanda backed you up, I was like, she's going to be next. That's what I thought. And then you got rid of her as well.
That was paranoia, though. Like, with Alyssa, it was me or her. Like, I knew it was going to be between me and her, and I had to be convincing.
I mean, I thought you were going to win.
Yeah,
I really backed you.
So did everyone.
Oh
my God, I'm buzzing just thinking about it.
And this is you here in the background.
Hannah, I read an interview with you saying you were hoping to be the likeable one. Is that true? And do you think you managed that?
No. No, I don't think initially I did. I think, well, I mean, it's hard because, like, people, I was like, the tweet, like, people being, like, mugging you off or whatever is fine. The tweet that caught me the most, when people said I wasn't funny, I was devastated. Yeah.
But people kept saying that. I said this earlier. People keep saying, like, Tom's not a good magician. He didn't show any magic. Yeah, Hannah's not a good comedian. Ridiculous. She didn't tell no jokes. Yeah. It's like, well, the whole thing's not about that. Like, it's about the gameplay.
What was quite nice is that we weren't trying all the time to, like, show off. Do you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't that. That was the and I think ultimately, it's the best thing for it, because it's. I think most people have come off really genuine. If not everyone.
Oh, I think so. Yeah, you two came across.
You look like
Rasputin
in this, actually, now I've done it.
What is that? That's like a troll.
It's your stress hair.
Oh, my stress hair. Do you remember my stress hair?
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. I've done Claudia with a crown because she's a queen.
Oh,
I love Claudia, man.
Yeah, so what? Does she smell nice?
Oh, she's amazing.
So she just looks so pure.
Oh, she's so nice, you know, and she become like an auntie figure, right?
Yeah.
And you know when she came in and she was like, why did you do that? Like, after the Amanda episode. And it was like someone stabbing me. I was like, I felt so guilty.
Is that when it was just you
cry.
In the turret?
Yeah, by myself, all lonely.
I did feel a bit bad for you then, but, you know.
You should have picked me.
I really thought you were going to pick Hannah, but then I think you played it well in the, you know, the whole thing about the people thinking it would be a man.
Yeah.
So I do think probably.
And actually, Kieran, I don't think I would have been able to do that to Aaron and Meryl in the end.
It was difficult, man. And the thing is, like I say, what you had to do towards the end was like, the reason I didn't care if that I lost was the fact that I took people, like, I was like, these people I genuinely really like. So yeah. I just kept them in because I was like, if I keep them in, then if they win, it doesn't matter. I don't care. So do you know what I mean? So you think to yourself, who am I going to be in the final
that's
with?
That's what your story is now.
I know, it's genuine like that though. And that, like, because Aaron kept talking about his mum.
I know.
And Meryl was like, so I do, like, we was talking about, she's been through a lot in terms of bullying and stuff. And
really?
Her stories, her stories like were really not, I can't say nice, that's not the right word, but they were like, they it was hard to hear.
Yeah.
And then with Hannah, we just came best mates. So I was just like, do you know what I mean? So it was difficult. I'm glad I didn't win because I would have been hated even more.
Like, do you reckon?
Yeah, 100%. I got so much hate, but then at the end, I got loads of love. So like, loads of people followed me. Like,
you played it really well. I mean,
I think you would have hated to win though.
Yeah, like, I would have felt so guilty. You know?
The money would be nice.
Like, you know, the psychiatrist was like, "That's the best thing that could have happened." He was like, "I could," because he.
Oh, so there's a psychiatrist on set.
We've got it. We still got it now.
That's good.
To be fair, the welfare.
They're amazing.
It's incredible.
Good old BBC.
Yeah, they smashed
Studio
it.
Lambert.
And like, has it been quite difficult, like, coping with the sort of sudden rise to fame?
For me, it was harder coming out of the show. Like, so you know when I... So listen to this. So we're at a final at the fire pit.
Yeah.
It's all emotional.
Yeah.
I fly home on the same plane with Claudia Winkleman the next day.
Amazing.
And then I get in a taxi and then I get home. My wife's at work and my kids are at school and it's just silent. And that was the hardest thing for me.
Yeah.
I got quite depressed and stuff, like, after. And then I flew off to Cyprus and got married and that made me happy again.
Oh,
so,
congratulations.
Like, thank you. But yeah, that for me, I don't know about Hannah, how you finding it after?
I tell you, it's weird because you kind of have this, like, massive elation about what you've just done and what you've just achieved and, like, the friendships you've made and the bonds and all that. And then for a bit, it's just, like, not there. And then you're like, oh, right. And then now, everyone's talking about things that we did months ago.
Yeah.
And
people think we were, like, did you ever get messages going, we'll do this? Like, it was live and I had my phone with me.
Yeah.
You know, people messaging you tips. I
was driving back from a gig in Liverpool once and it was just after and I had to drive back as the show was starting. So I was in the car, stuck in a traffic jam with my phone going absolutely mad. And I was like, the anxiety of me not seeing it.
Yeah.
God. Oh, it was hard.
And everybody, and like, are people mugging me off? Am I being...
In the final, so the final day, so my daughter went to hospital, right? She was really sick. And then I went into hospital. This is so weird. And the doctor opened the curtain and was like, oh my God, it's Wilf. Like, it's Wilf from the Traitors.
Sorry, I'm not treating your daughter
anymore. And basically,
my daughter's
I was like,
ill.
Yeah, I was like, oh, my daughter's really ill. And then I said to him, I was like, look, doctor, I said, can you just give her, like, be as quickly as you can? I said, because the final's today. And I was like, and Dr. Amos is coming around anyway. So she'll be fine. And he just, like, sort of, like, went through really quickly and just left. And then Amos came around.
That's
and
brilliant.
Was just like,
getting special treatment now.
Special treatment from the old doctors.
Can we talk about the moment of Kieran's parting gift?
With who? Me or Hannah?
Both of you.
100% me.
You know, my initial reaction was like, snake. Like, I think that was not in the spirit of the game at all. But
but you've got to think, there weren't many people left. That's why
And he was
worse.
On to you.
Yeah, he was on to me. And I was backstabbing him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and...
But what was your, like, how did you feel in that moment?
I didn't feel anything
absolutely shit your pants.
Yeah, anything but, how am I going to get through this now? Like, what's my next game plan? Like, it weren't about Kieran, like, when that happened.
Yeah.
It weren't like, I hate him. It was
guess
literally like, how am I going
to
get,
think about the personality.
And then I just went into panic mode, didn't I? I just went nuts.
And Hannah, what did you think? Because I think you sort of trusted Will wholeheartedly
until
that point.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, even when Kieran said that, I was like, no, I think Kieran's just annoyed. Because all day, like, Kieran didn't handle being a traitor well at all.
He was a serial killer.
I said, yeah, he was like, it was.
Walking
him out
with a serial killer.
It was like being in the room with Ted Bundy.
Really?
It was so funny. And that scene where I'm like, right, just got to go do my nails. Sorry.
It was scary, though, wasn't it?
I was terrible. But, like, the other day we were in the pub and Kieran stood up and went, right, just got to go do my nails.
That was so funny.
We do.
So
we're
still mates with Kieran.
Yeah, we go out. We had a couple of beers with him after BBC Radio 2 the other day.
Yeah.
Like, we went out for a couple of beers.
This is your life now. It's just radio interviews and beer, isn't
crazy,
it?
Radio interview, beer. career in podcasts. Brilliant. That is literally like...
It's all I've ever wanted to do.
Yeah.
Ever.
To
be honest, I says that the thing was with Wilf is that I was kind of happy to believe... At that point, because you don't literally think of the money until the very last second, because anything could happen at any moment to take it away. And all I was like, oh, do you know what? I think he was just pissed off. And then when Wilf gave me the ultimatum, I was like, I think it's you.
Yeah. Do you regret giving the ultimatum, Will?
I don't regret losing at all. Like, no, it's the truth. You could tell, though. I really don't care. Like, it's, for me, life's gone better after not losing.
Yeah.
After not winning than it would have been if I won, I think.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to sound ungrateful at all. Like, 33 grand is so much money to, like, help in loads of different ways.
Yeah.
But it's not, and 100 grand wouldn't have been enough for you to be like, all right, I'm retiring now, I'm done.
Yeah.
It's like you still would have had to carry on your life.
Yeah.
Think about
it's
how
a deposit, though, isn't it, on a house?
For
Aaron's mum.
Yes, I was really pleased for Aaron. Obviously pleased for you, Hannah, and pleased for Meryl. But I thought,
when Aaron said I'm going to give it to mum, I was like, oh, fuck off, Aaron. I'm going to keep all mine. And now I sound like a twat.
I think...
you did actually say that.
I bought them a round.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a round. And what do they want? Is it weird now, people knowing that you have money? Like...
Have you got, because apparently, right, like, because obviously I haven't got any money, right?
Yeah.
You took it all. No, but I...
No, joking. No, but we did. Literally did.
Apparently, like, if people who have money, apparently every single person they know has a £5,000 problem. Has that happened to you? Has everyone...
Like,
everybody has a financial problem in their life now.
Oh, my God, the amount of people that are like, can you do my crowdfund? I was like, you started yesterday. Why?
Bloody hell.
Yeah, but like, thing is, it's not that much money. Like, it's quite boring. I was like, what are you doing with the money? And I'm like, it's just waiting for a rainy day, to be honest. Because there will be one that comes along, like in comedy and stuff.
And do you have an agent, or did you have one before?
No, I didn't have one. I'm kind of, my sister at the minute is like doing all my bookings, which I'm thrilled about because I couldn't do any of them.
Yeah.
Just because I'm shit at any kind of admin. But it's kind of hard now because we'd kind of need one for TV.
Yeah.
And I kind of want... But, like, I love stand-up so much that I don't want to not do it.
Surely you've got to do a show now on the Traitors.
I've sold out to your venues, yeah.
Brilliant.
So I'm really milking that cow.
Yeah, you've got to.
It is going to be on the Traitors. And I think there's going to be a couple of special appearances from one or two.
Amazing.
Is it somebody just walks up? Someone
Wilf,
just
drag him along on his leash. You, not the dog.
And are you staying at the same job, Will? Or you've got a taste of the world of TV?
Yeah. So for TV, like, I love TV and I want to grow in that. So like, I've got some meetings with agents and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But at the moment, I'm sort of focused on social. So like me and Tom... so we run a Snapchat show, like a verified one.
Yeah.
And we've got 100,000 subscribers at the moment, so it's going well. So he comes up with all the ideas, basically. He's a genius, and I just go in...
Tom the Magician.
Yeah, Tom the Magician, who got everything wrong. Everyone keeps saying... Every show I've been on, they're like, Tom the Magician, who got everything wrong. I'm like, oh. But he's really, really good. Like, he genuinely is, like...
He is very good.
Very clever as well. Like, really intelligent.
What about that breakdown, though?
Oh, you know, everyone had a breakdown at some point.
His just seemed more sort of... intense than anyone else's.
Well, someone's been flirting with his missus for 2-3 days. I think I would have punched them up.
Yeah. It's like he saw red, wasn't it? And poor Matt's face.
I know, Matt. I was just like, oh,
are
mate.
They all right?
Yeah, everyone's fine.
It's so weird because everyone gets on. Like, and
really
everyone,
digging for some gossip.
And the thing is, this is what everyone does, innit? Everyone's like, reunion. Yeah. I was like, yeah, but you're not going to get this bloodbath reunion that everyone likes seeing. Like, there's not one person that I know of that don't get on like anyone.
That's nice.
Like, most people have been to gigs of mine.
Yeah.
You came, but we were very drunk and it wasn't the material, which wasn't the best.
We were wrecked, man.
I love this. All the faithfuls and the traitors just getting pissed since the
show's been out. Getting absolutely on it. I mean, there's a video on Love of Huns of me and Amanda.
Is there?
Well, Amanda's dancing and I'm outside having a cigarette, but you can see me through the window.
Amanda played an epic game,
can I just say.
Amanda was absolutely amazing.
Up until, who did she say she trusted the most? Was it Theo?
And then she suddenly backstabbed him, and I was like, that's been her only mistake
in the whole show. Otherwise, she absolutely nailed it.
The thing is with, like, Amanda, like with me, it was, with the traitors, we didn't really have a relationship in the cast because we were too scared.
Yeah.
So I just couldn't trust her, and I got all paranoid. And the paranoia, when it kicks in when you're there, like, isn't it ridiculous? Yeah. Like, just think, we are stuck inside. It feels like, you know Jumanji? It was like, yeah, we were stuck like Jumanji, inside, yeah, a game with nothing else in the other outside world.
You couldn't talk
mattered
to anyone, could you?
Nah, yeah. And I begged, listen to this, I don't know if you know this, so on the way home one evening,
yeah,
I begged the driver to just take me to the supermarket, and he wouldn't take. I was like, listen, I'll give you £100.
Such
just let
a
me
trait.
Walk. I was like, Jesus, just let me walk Christ around Morrison's, please.
Just
I thought you were gonna be like, let me talk to my kids, yeah, and my wife. No, take me to Morrison.
Yeah. Get me that goddamn meal deal.
No, do you know what? I did sit there once and go, I'm not filming anymore. I started crying. They're like, what? I was like, I need to know that my wife's okay, right?
Aww.
And then they got a text, and she was teaching, so I was there for ages. And then they came back and went, look, she's okay. And I was like, back to murdering then.
So she didn't even know what your role was. Could you tell her when you got back?
Yeah, so she's the only person, so out of my whole family, that knew the result and knew what I was doing, and my family. So listen to this then. So my last bit of traitorism was, I got my family so gassed, they believed that I won, but I didn't tell them. I was like, they believed I won. So I was like, putting on this big event at home on the final. I was like, yeah, we'll come round on the final, please. Blah, blah, blah. So they're all like, oh my God, he's won. Knowing that it's going to be such an anticlimax, and then I could just laugh. That's and be like, anyway, funny. Bye guys. Go home now.
And they're like, oh, so you don't have loads of money.
Yeah, so I was like, yeah, you'll have to chip in for the pizza now.
Yeah. I'm doing the flames in my painting. The green flame.
Oh my God, you've thought about this.
Meryl's green flame and your red flame. That
bloody
moment.
Meryl.
My respect for you, Hannah, went up so much in that moment. Sorry, Will, I didn't know you'd be here for this.
It's okay. It's all right.
But honestly, I was like,
I'm crying again.
I thought your friendship would override your judgment call. But
it
then
was
you,
so close. Yeah. It was so close it was going to, but you kind of. It's just so
you
weird
gotta trust
how your mind
instincts
works.
And yeah, to what did you think when you
for
know
me,
when Meryl went green to end the game, and then you were like, Hannah's next? Did
yeah,
you?
But no, there was. I knew. Me and Hannah, yeah, we literally spent weeks together.
Yeah,
as like, and we came like best friends, and yeah, I could see it anyway. Like when I looked at her, I was like, she
you
knows.
Knew.
Yeah, I just knew, yeah, and I was just like, and but the thing is, you know, that's the only time. So you know, before we did the flame thing,
yeah,
I literally had my head down, and that's the only time I tried to cry. Like the only time in the whole show I was
trying to
pretend
act,
to
yeah,
yeah, and I couldn't cry. I was like, oh my God, I've got
you're
no
like,
tears.
Shit, I'm not an actor.
Yeah, I was like, shit, I can't cry. And then after, it was such a relief, man. You know, just yeah, being able to be like, yeah, I'm not lying to them anymore. And there'd be times in missions where we were doing things right, and then I'd just stop and remember that, oh my God, I'm gonna have to fuck these guys over.
Yeah.
And then like Hannah would be like, you're right, Will. Like, I'll go really quiet. I'll be like, yeah, I'm just a bit overwhelmed. Yeah, it's just a bit much, innit? But
yeah,
really,
just
I was thinking,
out of the helicopter,
oh my God,
all a little bit overwhelmed.
Oh yeah, you jumped out of a helicopter. Oh, I don't know how you did that.
That was the flame moment for me was just like real standout. Although
there's
I was
been
talking
some
to
great
the,
memes from that.
Yeah, the producer of the podcast. I was like, oh, I'm going to paint the flames. Wasn't that an amazing moment? And he was like, I'm colorblind. So when the flames went red and green, he was like, no idea. I was like, oh yeah, they didn't think about that.
Are they ending the game or not?
Yeah, exactly.
See that BBC, you need to think of
yeah,
everyone.
Not very inclusive actually for the colourblind
yeah,
community.
BBC, although I'm not mugging you off. If you want me again, I'll do it.
Yeah. And how long did it take to film the round table scenes? Did you have like a specific time?
Do you know
limit?
What? They were ages. It yeah, was over an hour. Sometimes.
But there was one of them
yeah,
which was really short. And Claudia
one
had to come
was,
in
yeah,
and saying, can you speak a bit more?
Oh,
is
really?
There anything else you can share? Because it was
and
so
we were just
short.
All really sad.
Which one was that?
The one I think it was the Maddie one, you know.
I think it was.
I think it was the Maddie one.
Well, I loved Maddie. What good
yeah,
are
so did
you?
I. She was so wrong, but right.
Yeah.
But she was like, I keep saying, everyone was like, she was on to you. I was like, yeah, but she weren't on to the other her three best mates who were traitors.
Yeah.
Or her three best
she,
mates were
she
all traitors.
But she knew it was you. She did
she
have
did.
The instinct.
She did, man. And just, I rate her for doing it and just sticking to it as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Like that. She's still stuck to it now. Like, yeah. I did a live with her the other day and she had a little chalkboard with Wilf on it.
That's so funny.
It's Wilf.
What was the highlight for you?
The highlight of what? The whole show?
Yeah.
The highlight for me was the lasers, man. You know that
the
mission
lasers,
with the lasers?
Yeah,
yeah
that
because
was cool. You were good at that.
For some reason, I've always wanted to do that in my life. Like, all the films that are like going through lasers, like, oh, I really, really want to do that. And
yeah,
just, I'm so excited. That was the highlight in terms of missions.
Yeah.
And I think the highlight of the whole show is me, like, I'm a really sociable person. So, like, I love making friends. I love talking to people. And I think it's genuinely just the friends that I've made as well. I think
yeah,
that's the highlight, man. Like, we've made, people would never understand what we've been through unless you've been through it, really.
Yeah.
So when we came home, like I came home from this mad show. I couldn't talk about it. My wife didn't really understand what I've been through.
Yeah.
So I went and seen Hannah and Amos straight away. Yeah. Basically, like I phoned Amos when I got home. I was like, "What are you doing? I need you.
It's like
I need
to speak to someone." You've all been through the same trauma.
Yeah,
isn't
trauma
it?
Bond. That's what we call trauma it. Bond. A trauma bond. Yeah, yeah. It is.
And then when your wife watched it, was she like, "Oh, I think I get"? Like,
yeah.
Did your behaviour change after doing the show? Do you think?
Yeah, I went nuts.
Did you?
Yeah, man, I went nuts. Like, I was just like, I don't know, you go on this big high and then you have a big low, and I was a bit depressed and stuff.
Yeah.
But then obviously I went to Cyprus and then I was happy after that. And then I came back, got back on my normal life. And then all of a sudden this has happened and it's like...
Brilliant.
It's fun though.
And what age are your kids? Are they old enough that they...
Nine and three, yeah. So
did they watch it?
My older one did. Yeah. I tried to let the younger one watch it, but she's got no attention span. So,
yeah,
but she loves the trailer.
I know someone like that.
She loves the trailer though. She watches the trailer all the time. It's really
best
weird.
Bit of the trailer.
Poor kid. She just let her sit around watching that same bit.
No, because she likes Claudia when she does the shh. So
oh,
she's like,
Claudia,
can you get Claudia to
magic.
Do it? Your friend. I'm like, yeah, I'll ask her.
I thought Claudia did an excellent job of not revealing at any point. When she comes into the room, not letting on.
Oh, mate, she's got a good poker face.
Yeah.
She's
got such a good poker face.
Because at the beginning, I was like, oh, maybe she doesn't know either. But then obviously she's in the turret with you.
Well, she was in the set. She was in the room the whole time. So you kind of look and you're like...
She doesn't give anything away.
Never. Never. And she's so like... You know when she dropped Aisha's photo? That was... fucking so funny. You know, in the first episode, she's like, bye Aisha, and you throw her. And I thought, like, she was brutal as well. But the thing is, from her being so fun-loving and Strictly, it was so cool to see her change it up a bit.
Yeah, it was, yeah. And I don't think really it could have been anyone else.
No, I agree.
And she's really funny.
She's
got a really good comedy element
to
her.
She's so funny.
Yeah.
She makes me laugh.
And her outfits were just brilliant.
She didn't. She loved them. All the time, but she said we could keep them. Some of them, she was
Like,
I was like, I like that outfit. She's like, yeah, I'll give it to your wife.
Have it.
Take it.
It's so funny. Take it now.
Oh my god, do you know what? I said about season two, because everyone keeps saying, would you go in again? Yeah,
I was gonna ask that actually.
Oh, is that one of your questions? Yeah. Sorry,
no, please.
So, Hannah, would you go in again
tomorrow?
You would, innit? I wouldn't.
Well, yeah, because I wouldn't.
I couldn't,
like, it'd be impossible. Imagine me going in and see you, I would be out in
no,
first
I don't,
episode.
I don't think you would.
People wouldn't trust anything I said. Like,
no,
if it was the same 22 people, yeah.
Would you go in if you were the only consistent and it was a totally new cast?
No, because they've seen me in the but if it was all stars in like 4 or 5 years time, and they put like the best people from the Australian one, the American one, and all that into one, I would do that. But
what if
you wouldn't be in it because you wouldn't win?
No, but all stars. Just I was the traitor of the traitors, though. I was the fast.
No, that's not what Annie asked. Okay.
No, sorry, all stars.
All stars. Yeah, the winners.
No, I'd put you in.
Would you put me in or not? Would you, Hannah?
Would what?
Would you put me in the all stars?
No.
No. You're so funny.
I keep saying winner, and everyone's like, there was three. And I was like, oh yeah, whatever.
Do you have dreams that you're back in the house?
Nah. Do you?
No, not really. I'm quite like, would you go back into the castle in the game if I suppose you couldn't do it. I was going to say, if they could confirm for sure that you weren't a traitor.
That you weren't, did you say?
Yeah.
No.
So would you go and try and find...
Yeah, I'd like to do it the other way around, yeah. I wouldn't be a traitor again. I couldn't do it, man. It was too traumatic.
Like, my favourite thing was Alyssa's smile when she found out she's going to be a traitor.
Yeah,
that
she's sick. I love Alyssa.
She's got a great face.
And then what else was I going to say? I think season two, yeah, what they should do, this is the idea of BBC. If you do this, like, you need to give me some money.
He's so, still gagging for the money.
I need the money. I have to pay for an Uber.
Who's going
to
pay for the Uber?
So... this is my idea. I don't know if you like it. So,
yeah.
Episode one, Claudia walks around the table.
I love it.
She
already.
She doesn't tap anyone.
Yeah.
And then you just watch people. So, and the murders at nighttime, the producers choose, and then they bring them back later.
And there's never a traitor.
So there's not a traitor for the beginning, and everyone just like banishes each other, and you just watch people go nuts for no reason.
Yeah. I do love that idea.
It's a good idea, right?
If they did a celeb version, who would you choose to be in it?
Oh, I don't want anyone to do it. I'll be so jealous.
Who is celeb version? Have you not got anyone? I think, what's his name?
Ed Gamble, because he's a big fan.
He is a big fan, and he'll be so pleased that you've said that.
Ed Gamble is a big fan, so I'd want Ed Gamble in it. I think Ed Gamble would take it so seriously.
Yeah,
and, like,
he
really
would.
Get into the spirit of the game.
Very competitive. He'd be very good at the tasks.
It's a hard, really hard question. Who would I... Idris Elba.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like him in
That's
there.
That's a bit of a random.
I like him. And, yeah. and Danny Mays, because he can play me, apparently, because everyone keeps saying, you look like Danny Mays all
I'd
the time.
I'd put Sarah Lancashire in Happy Valley.
That's a
Sarah,
great
I've
one.
Been doing Happy Valley against that. It's me too. Great. I love that idea.
So good.
Who else would you put?
Who else?
A celebrity
I've
one.
Really wrecked my white paint here.
Who else?
I'm trying to do her hands, but she's got very sort of elegant fingers, and I've done them like sausages.
I don't think Claudia's going to be very happy with this.
No, sorry, Claudia. How likely is it Claudia will see these pictures?
She very, comments very on all of our
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, she DMs.
Really?
She
likes
DMs
all of our stories. Yeah, she does it. She's so good, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. She does reply. Like I
considering
she's her in the years and stuff, and she
TV
did.
Royalty.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a legend.
I'd say she's a national treasure.
She is. She's qualified, yeah.
Yeah.
She's qualified.
I messaged her asking her for a comedy quote, and she sent me about 10.
Did she? She sent me like, because yeah, you remember, she
literally anything you want, babe. Anything you want.
Oh, what a
she's
cutie.
So great. She will definitely see this.
Yeah.
Shit, I wish I'd done the hands a bit better.
you in the background of this, I don't know why.
Paul Chowdhury. Into traitors,
yeah,
that would be funny.
I like Paul
he'd be funny, man.
Yeah,
I'd just put loads of comedians. I wouldn't. I just want to because it'd be funny. Like if it's celebrities, because they won't take the cash to like unless it was for charity.
Yeah, I guess
like,
it'd be for charity, wouldn't it? A celebrity one.
Yeah, but doesn't that kind of? I think that takes it away from the game. I don't think there should be a celebrity one because I think it takes away the
The American one's celebrities, isn't it?
I know, but I don't think that's going to be like it. Just takes away the whole.
If the money doesn't go to that, you mean they're less incentivized?
Yeah. And it's going to be short. They're not going to be doing it for that amount of time either.
Yeah, but I think people get... So if you choose lots of very competitive people,
I think maybe.
It's good to...
I would like to
it?
See Ed Gamble in it.
Was it like, genuinely hard to sleep?
Oh, impossible.
Because
yeah.
you just felt so paranoid.
Yeah, impossible.
And I was just doing gameplay. So I'd get home, I'd write down exactly what happened that day. Then I'd write down what I want to happen the next day. And it basically, like, that's how I did, and it worked.
Wow.
Yeah, so every day I planned exactly
what
I was going
to do. Well,
except
when you wanted to win and then you didn't. Yeah.
Apart from...
So I planned that.
Yeah, I'll plan it, actually.
No, like, all joking aside, we literally wouldn't... There were so many different elements that took us to where we ended up, so...
Yeah, it was...
And did you have a strategy like that, Hannah?
I said I wanted to be, like, I said in the opening interview with Claudia that, like, small weeds and tall poppies get picked first. So I wanted to middle the whole time. Like, not be irrelevant, but not be... I don't think anyone was irrelevant, but, like, not be too quiet.
Yeah.
To be easily... like kind of taken out
yeah.
but then not to be too if I had any suspicions I'd never voice them because then they'd get just taken out immediately
so with
I
the traitors
played that well.
I'd say like the most intelligent people we were threatened by and we got out as soon as we could
yeah.
so like Amos and yeah. Ivan geniuses like
yeah.
honestly on a different level clever so I was just like and they were the ones that were coming up with theories so like Amos came up with the don't look at who's the traitors look at who are your faithfuls and then whittle it down to who you don't trust
yeah
like, that's what like and he came up with that and that started getting people like I was just like yeah we need to stop this
yeah
but he was what that like if you're clever that's it but if you're too quiet the faithfuls banish you because they think
yeah.
you're a traitor
yeah
it's really weird.
Amazing.
I was kind of pleased that like Tom went at me in the end because it meant that
you could protect yourself.
I got myself, yeah. I got it out of the way, and then no one really came for me after that.
Well, after the Alyssa one, I didn't get one vote till the end because
yeah.
everyone was. Because once you go
Except
through
for
Maddie. That, Maddie, yeah, no, she didn't vote for me.
She went for Aaron. Didn't
she went
she?
For Aaron and Meryl. Yeah, she didn't
she,
vote.
She went off you.
Well,
didn't
she knew that was kind of going to be pointless
yeah.
for a little bit.
Because every time she'd mention me, people would laugh. That's why I kept her in so long. I was like,
she really went for Aaron, didn't she? Because he was like, why are you focusing on me?
Do you remember, did you hear my slip up when I'm like, can't you just focus on finding other traitors?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you
no.
see that? Yeah,
I
no
was
one
like,
picked up on
you,
it.
You also said to me once.
I must have
you
seen
went,
that.
Yeah, because people, you know.
It's on my Instagram.
You kept saying to me.
Cut it.
You kept saying to me, we've got to kill him, we've got to kill him, we've got to kill him. And I watched it and I was like, why didn't I see that?
What?
So? You said, we've got to kill him, we've got to kill him. Not banish. You kept saying, we've got to kill him. And
I
was
did
like,
I?
How did I? But do you know what? When we were in there, we were all using such different terminology all
yeah.
the time that you kind of ended up being like,
but they
oh,
kept
whatever.
Telling us that, do you remember? They were like, murder, like, keeps, like.
Don't say kill.
Kill. They were like, don't forget it's murder.
Yeah.
So, like, but then
oh,
that,
really?
That psychologically funny. Thing, because don't forget, you never see these people again until, like.
No.
So when they go. Like,
yeah.
they're literally
yeah.
on a plane the next day.
Off.
They're flown
wow.
off the next day.
Savage.
So you don't see them people. And it's like, they're dead. Like, not really, but you're like,
yeah.
they
it
disappear.
Way, didn't it?
Yeah,
and
it did
feel
that
way.
Did
you have an inkling that Kieran and, was it Ivan?
Yeah.
That they'd come back?
Kieran and Amos.
Kieran and Amos. Did you have anything?
Not at all. I didn't.
Some people did. Literally just said, "Do you know what? That's the name of the game."
I think Amos. Ivan thought, was saying that he thinks they're going to come back.
It was really funny, wasn't it? Because we were so happy to see him, but also like, oh my god, this is more.
I've got to kill more people now. Yeah. That's what I thought. Also, it's great, but now I've got to murder more.
But I thought I had an idea about who everyone was, and now this has happened.
Yeah. How tempted were you, Will, to not recruit another traitor?
I couldn't have done it. No, I had to. I wouldn't have done it by myself mentally. Yeah. Like, it's so, like, to share it.
Yeah.
The mental breakdown is so much easier. Yes. And yeah, being a traitor was really, really hard. Like, it was one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life. It was so difficult. Like, knowing that, like, you know, when people are banishing each other and shouting at each other at the round table, and you're just like sitting there watching them do it, and you know they're wrong and stuff, that makes you feel really bad.
Yeah.
Like, especially Theo, when Theo got banished, I felt so sorry
for
him.
That was
so weird. So bad for him.
I didn't even know that was happening.
Who did you feel most guilty about getting rid of, Will?
Ooh, what, murder?
Murder.
Claire. So basically, loads of people are like, wow, he's so upset about Claire. But basically, when we filmed the first mission, like my brother's from Scotland, and he passed away. And she had like similar stories, basically. I don't want to tell her stories, but like, because it's not fair. But we stood there after the mission, and a rainbow appeared in front of us. But like, the end of the rainbow in the lake, weren't it? And it was just like a magical moment, and we got really upset, and we bonded, and then I murdered her that night.
I felt really bad about it, then I murdered her, and then it was like but I had to do it man.
It was like befriend and betray, and that
it's
was
weird
my
how quickly you're willing to kind of like open yourself up to complete strangers.
When you've got no other option,
you've got no other option.
I didn't think about it. It's really
I mean,
weird.
Production were absolutely amazing. They were like such great people, and they really helped us. But we could only really be, like, we only really relied on each other, didn't we?
Yeah. Gareth was so funny. So he'd come to the missions, and when Gareth was there, like, this is the psych.
Yeah.
I was like, shit's going to go down when Gareth was there.
Yeah, we knew it was bad.
And I went there, man. You know the wheel? Yeah. I went, oh, this is going to be horrible, innit? And he went, it's so funny because I get paid to watch you. And if you panic, I get paid to say, don't panic. And he's got a dry sense of humour. Really, but that's why he's so good at the job. He's so funny. Gareth's a legend.
The amount of times I was like, I believe it.
What was the hardest task?
The barrels, man.
Oh, fuck the barrels. Awful. I hated the barrels. And they just kept coming. They got bigger as well.
That laser one as well. That was so unfair. I've got tits and nipples coming out of my ears.
She has the biggest tits.
It's outrageous. They shouldn't have. I should have had like less lasers.
Yeah, but the buried alive one was looked the most horrific.
Yeah, it was hard. Meryl in the laser one though was so funny. She put a bun up on top of her head, and I was like, Meryl, whatever you do, put that bun down because there's lasers there. She went, I'll be sound at this. No worries.
Walked I love straight how in, confidently whoom, she went into
straight through that bun. Yeah, like you are a tit.
Yeah.
Did you get buried?
Yeah.
Yeah, you seem very chill about it.
I was thrilled. I was like, really? I didn't want to be running around the...
Really? Oh,
that was, running around.
I was exhausted just listening to you.
How did you find it, though? You obviously don't get claustrophobic.
I don't know, not really. And also, all that was in my head, any time we did anything, it was just like, I'm never going to be safer than in the BBC's hands. Like, they are going to let any of us die. Like, what? Well, I just took the opportunity for a little nap, to be honest.
How long were you in there again?
45 minutes.
Yeah, you was in there for a
long time.
It was a lot. It was
a lot longer than... Fucking honest shit myself, man. Yeah. I couldn't have done it.
And, like, hearing the earth landing on the coffin.
And you lot were quite deep. They were quite deep, weren't you?
Because, like, in the Dutch version, they pretend to put mud on the thing. On the coffin.
That's
they don't actually do it.
You lot will do.
I was fine with it. I'm not that bothered about it, but it was weird because I was like, I was being buried alive with mud slung on me, and then I heard Claudia going, can you tell me a joke? And I was like, how did I get here?
This is my life.
What had to happen in life
Meryl, like, I was on the radio to Meryl and she so just funny. Didn't shut up. Like, she was like I'm buried alive. I was like, I know, I've just, yeah, I get that. And then she was like, Tet just kept talking. And I just put the, because we knew what to do anyway. Yeah. So we didn't need her instructions. So I just put it on the floor.
She does it on our group chats now.
Oh my God. She just messaged us. Yeah.
Really?
She goes, hey guys, quick question. And about four
like
paragraphs. I was just like, I can't
really?
Read that. Yeah, she's constant, man.
She's a nightmare.
But she asked her,
like, in the nicest possible way.
In the nicest possible way. So you know when people ask you stuff they can Google really easily? Like that. You get quick question, guys, blah, blah, blah. And you're like,
have you seen that website? Let me Google that for you.
Is that it's a real website? Yeah, it's really fucking good. Brilliant.
You just type in what the person has asked you. So like, how do I get to London Bridge? Right, type how do I get to London Bridge? And it sends them a link, and it's a link to a video of you clicking on Google and the search engine.
Oh, that's
it's
so
really
funny.
Good.
Yeah. That's brilliant. I like that.
She is funny though, because we sent me and Aaron and Meryl, when we went, we had to do some TV stuff, and we all went out for drinks that night, and me and Aaron were saying that it crossed our minds after we got rid of Wilf to just get rid of Meryl and split 50-50. And we talked to her, she was like, no, guys! But she like went in a full mood.
She was the one who wanted to end the game. She's so nearly fucked
but
it
we
for
were
you.
Like, but we were like, Meryl, we're not saying we didn't do it. Yeah. Of course it crossed my mind just get rid of you.
Yeah.
You were useless.
Can I grab that thin brush from you?
This one, it's got a bit of colour.
That's
all
right.
She'll listen to this and be like, you absolute bitch.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
How often did you do the talking heads, like within...
Oh, too much.
Scenes?
The
was
talking
that
heads?
Daily?
What, MIVs?
You know, MIVs, like talking to camera. What do you call it?
MIVs. Master interviews.
MIVs, oh, right, yeah.
If you're at the TV
sorry,
game.
Yeah, I actually haven't been in the truth.
Would you go?
It's actually MIVs, Ali, come on.
Fucking love to go on it.
Would you really?
Yeah.
Oh, you should apply.
You should apply,
I used to,
man.
There was a game called Werewolf.
Yeah, I heard about it. Never played it, but
yeah, John Gracie, who's a comedian, did a show in Edinburgh called Werewolf Live, and I did that a few times, and I really loved it.
I used to play a game called Secret Hitler with my friends.
Pardon? Wow. You sure you want to talk about that?
Yeah. It's actually not as they could rename it anything else. I think they probably should.
Yeah.
But it was basically exactly the same as the Traitors. You all had roles. You had to find out who the fascists were and who the what they were, and I was great at it, and my friends are like, I can't believe you've won, like you have skated all the way through.
Oh really? That's funny. So the turret that you went in as the traitors, was that part of the castle then? You just there wasn't like a set or anything.
Nah, it was I don't know. So they take you down this corridor.
You didn't even know where it was.
No, so they take you down this corridor, and then you're in the castle, and then you go through like a corridor that's made out of wood, and then you end up in there. So it's really strange. So I wasn't sure if it was inside or outside the castle. Okay. Do you know what I mean? It's really strange. Like, I can't remember.
And did you look forward to those times where you were like, oh, thank God I'll get to like vent with a fellow traitor?
Yeah, like being able to like talk about it, because obviously you, and be able to see because it's like you've got three pairs of eyes, right?
Yeah.
So you can actually go, oh, what have you seen? Who's looking at us?
Yeah.
So...
Interesting. Given that it's supposed to be an art podcast, I'm just going to ask you a few questions about
it. Oh, yeah.
I'm so sorry.
No, this is amazing.
I just turned up. I just turned up like, yeah,
no,
let's
I thought
chat.
You were going to be her dog, Wilf. do you guys have any favourite artists? Like painters or anything?
Oh, so go on, you go.
I've always liked Picasso. I'm a big... Yeah. Is it Mademoiselle d'Avignon? Le Mademoiselle d'Avignon?
Yeah, that rings a bell.
Which makes me sound quite arty, isn't it?
It did, yeah.
I like, maybe it's just because I did a bit more about it. And I like a bit of debauchery and sordidness, something a bit dirty.
Right.
So that's why I quite like...
Did you say you studied fine art at uni?
At college.
College, okay, nice.
It wasn't very good.
And what...
So you'll find out soon, actually, when you see.
What did you sort of specialise in, was it? Painting?
I've got no idea. I can't remember. Yeah. Pencil drawings I was quite good at.
Oh, nice.
I'm better at building, like starting off rough and then building them up. Paint for me is a little bit final.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Pencil, you can rub it out.
Yeah, just like, or kind of, you know, you've got loads of, if you do a face and there's loads of pencil around it, you can still, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If you've tried and it's gone a bit too John Travolta-y, and you go a bit thinner. And then, I mean, that is absolutely outrageous, Wilf.
What?
That is trash.
I quite like it, actually. It's almost like a religious icon.
I'm going to see what Claudia thinks.
Oh, my God. I love that you've just got Claudia on WhatsApp.
Well, I mean, she's kept us very much at arm's length. She doesn't give us a phone number, but she's like, yeah, I'll respond to your stories and your messages.
Yeah, we've got her. She'll respond to your DMs and stuff. My favourite artist is Van Gogh.
I love a bit of
Van
Gogh.
Only because it's like every little, like... You know, the way he does it in terms of like the little is.
Yeah, you can sort of see every brush stroke.
Yeah, yeah. I really like that.
Yeah, he's great. And do either of you own any art?
No, but you know what? That's been something that I would really, really like to have as a nice piece of art.
You've got some cash now.
Yeah.
Maybe. You can buy me a piece of art.
I will a Van Gogh.
I will your 33 grand.
Yeah. I'll put a deposit down on a Van Gogh. You can pay off the rest, that'll be a laugh.
Mortgage, I've got a mortgage on Van Gogh.
Do you want to go twos on a Van Gogh?
That's so funny.
Do
I own art? No, but if I was, because my dad likes art, actually. My God, my dad's ridiculous. Like, he comes, I went round and he's got, like a statue of a naked person. And I'm like, what is that?
Like,
I'm like, what, Dad, what is that? And he goes, oh, it's on eBay. And I'm like...
It's a sex doll, but he's like, it's a piece of art. It's sculpture. I'm like,
what, why is it inflatable, Dad? Why has it got a hole in the mouth for the Hoover? Oh, you plug your Henry in the back of it.
Why is it wet? Sorry, too far,
Hannah.
It always takes it too far.
But yeah,
I hope your dad doesn't listen to
it. He probably. You know what? He turned up on my live the other day on TikTok.
Oh,
he
must
have created a TikTok account. Wow, but he's good looking, like his dad. He put that. I was like, oh my God, Dad. He's so cringy, but he's all right. But yeah, I'd like to own some kind of sculpture. More than a painting, I think.
Well, maybe you'll inherit your dad's sex doll.
Oh.
Oh, that'd be nice.
That'd be nice. I'll fill up a hole.
Did you just come up with that now?
No, have you not heard
you
that?
Be a comedian.
I think that's what they're called.
Fill up a hole. That's good.
Fill up a hole.
It's not bad, is it? What are you guys doing next? Hannah, have you got shows coming up?
Yeah, I've just sold out a couple of venues in London.
Amazing.
Which is quite frankly astonishing. And we're now trying to sort out a venue in Stoke because I feel like the next venue should be in Stoke.
Yeah,
that's where I'm from.
Yeah,
And then after that, we're going to have more. We're going to have more London venues. Going to have some venues in where else? Oh, Bath appears to be a very popular place.
I don't know.
For me to go and gig. Yeah, then we're going to take it to Edinburgh. Hopefully,
brilliant. Have you got a venue sorted?
No, not yet. We're in the middle of. Sorry, are you going to Edinburgh?
Haven't decided yet. Hopefully.
So much in it.
I'm in two minds
like
about
mentally
it.
Mentally awful.
I used to go every year. I did absolutely love it. Have you done the Fringe before?
I did it my first year last year and I just kept running into my ex-boyfriend. It was the worst thing ever.
Yeah, it's not good for that. Is he a comedian?
My ex-boyfriend is your fiance. I was like, this is good.
Oh, God. That is hell, isn't it?
Yeah. But no, I think... No, I'm looking forward to going this time and, like, having a good time. I think me and Sakisa are going to do some shows together.
Oh, great.
Me and Susie are going to go do the pod.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, the podcast is going really well.
Great.
The
Traitors
has really helped that.
Painting or sculpture?
Sculpture.
Portrait or landscape?
Portrait.
Faithful or traitor?
Traitor.
Comedian or magician?
Comedian.
Ah, magician.
Fuck off! Traitor.
Can you separate the art from the artist?
No.
No.
So you are a traitor in life.
Yeah, I am.
The next question, again, I didn't know you'd be here. Kieran or Wilf?
Kieran.
You've changed.
To be fair, he has given me 33 grand.
Yeah.
But you're all right, too.
Oh.
London or Stoke?
London. Shit.
Tortured artist or rational doctor?
Tortured artist.
Talk about or think about art?
Talk about.
Looking at a painting close up or far away?
Far away.
Davina McCall or Claudia Winkleman?
Claudia Winkleman. Imagine if we'd gone the other way.
Oh my God. Did you remember that? Oh my God. I'm sorry, I have to say it. I was on a BBC radio show, right?
Yeah.
Not even lying. The guy goes, "So how was Davina?" I was like, and I was like, "Pardon?" And he's sacrilege. Like, "How was she?" And I was like, and then me and Kieran were doing it together, and was just cracking up. Yeah, it was.
Oh my God.
No, this was the only pre-recorded one that we did, and we were cracking up. And we went, "Do you think you meet Claudia, mate?" He went, "Oh yeah."
I bet she gets that all the time.
She did say that. She said, "Oh, get it all the time." Do you know what? One of the funniest things Claudia ever said was, I think she said something wrong on like one of the challenges, and she was like, "Oh, I'm gonna get fired now. Mylene, class is on her way."
She did, yeah.
I was like, that is so fucking
amazing.
Look at all the tea being spilled about the BBC.
I know.
Private view or view of privates?
View of privates.
Painting from life, landscape or still life?
Still life.
Art or music?
Music.
Art.
Art or books?
Art.
Comedy or art?
Comedy.
Thank you very much.
Hey, I like that.
That was fun, wasn't it? I learned more about myself than I care to know.
Mine's really bad.
It's very bad.
It's not actually. Should we show each other?
No, mine is very bad.
Oh my God, I love Fat Hammer.
Why is this
yours? I love yours as well.
God.
She's in a tree.
You've done a real like religious image and I love it.
Yours is Hannah, yours looks like you've had a dead body in a field.
No, if you put it that way, she's just...
Can you guys sign your...
I want to take a photo of them.
Can you guys sign your picture?
For Claudia. That's it. Wilf, move yours up. Annie, move yours a bit that way. That's amazing.
So we just put initials, yeah?
Yeah. Well, you could put traitor if you want.
Nah. I've had my signature. Do you know how much I'm most happy with
it? I bet you get it all the time.
Well, somebody said to me, actually, I went to Christmas shopping the other day and I went to get in the lift.
Well, your PA?
No, you've already signed it. Sorry. I was like,
sorry, could you wash that brush for me, please?
Can you wash that brush for me, please, babe? You owe me 33 grand. I literally was just like, I went in to go in the lift and I was like, yeah. Is there a room? And someone was like, not for you.
Oh,
I was just like, oh my God,
thanks.
And then she looked really awkward when I laughed and then let me in. But I think she actually meant it as well, but then tried to play it off.
She's going
to
message all her friends and be like, oh my God, guess what I said?
There's been some great things out of this show. Lucy and Yak are also sending me some clothes, which is really nice.
Oh, really?
Because I was wearing all Lucy and Yak on the show.
Oh, that's so clever, lucky.
Yeah. Thank you both so much. It's been so fun.
Sorry for gate crashing, but
I'm overwhelmed with joy that you're here and it's been really fun and congratulations both of you.
Thank you.
Smashing
thank
the show.
Thank you so much.
And
thank
you. See you soon.
See you soon.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Wow, what a roller coaster. I love chatting to them and hearing all of the inside info on the traitors. If you haven't watched it, I hope this podcast hasn't ruined it for you and you should watch it ASAP because it is brilliant. If you want to see our artworks of Claudia on Instagram, then follow at Secret Art Pod. I'm on Instagram at McGrath.Annie and on Twitter at Annie McTweet. Remember to follow Hannah. She's HannahBitch_cough_ski on Instagram. And Wilf is Wilfred Webster Official on Instagram. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed. And remember to review us. Review, download, subscribe, and see you next time. Goodbye. Secret Artists is a Turtle Canyon comedy production for Acast. Music by Alistair Clayton. Quickfire Round music by Steve Dunn.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.